Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is America's Great Loop Cruisers weekly blog radio show. With us today, as usual, is Steve Cromer, and I'm Janice Cromer, the director. First, I'd like to acknowledge and thank our Admiral sponsors, Curtis Stokes and Associates, Dog River Marina, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guides and Magazine, and Skipper Bob Publications. If there's any non-members out there listening to the show, the Great Loop is the continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, which of course is the Atlantic and Gulf intracoastal waterways. Then we have the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland. AGLCA, as we call ourselves, is an organization of people who share a sense of adventure and a curiosity about America's Great Loop. Our association's primary purpose is to disseminate information and enhance the overall experience for those learning about, dreaming of, as well as exploring and safely cruising America's Great Loop. Our website is www.greatloop.org. Please visit, and if you're not already a member, please join. I'm very, very happy to tell you our guest host this week is Mike Dickens. Mike is an AGLCA member, he's a harbor host, and he's also the owner of Paradise Yachts. Paradise Yachts is a sponsor of AGLCA. I'm sure many of you have seen it, but Mike does a wonderful job of helping cruisers with his postings on the discussion forum. He has great information on buying and selling boats, and it's always something new and refreshing. Mike will be talking about cruising the waters of Florida's East Coast from Miami north to Jacksonville. We hope many of you are starting that trek, so we thought this would be a good show. If anyone would like to call in with questions or comments, the toll-free number is 877-497-1815. Mike, welcome, and thank you so much for being our hostess today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Good. Why don't you just start wherever you'd like and tell people who are starting the trek north what they should know about Florida's East Coast?
Okay. I've done this trip many, many, many times, so I'm quite familiar with the trip. Before the show started, I just made a few notes for myself of some important stops, marinas along the way that I like. The one I will discuss are not necessarily the only ones out there, or there may be some that are better, but these are the ones I like for various reasons. We could start in the Keys if you wanted to, but I'll just start at Miami if that's okay. How's that?
That's perfect.
Okay. Miami is a very busy place, a lot of boats down there, expensive. So in most of my travels through Miami, I make a one stop. I like to stop at the Bayside Marina, especially the first marina when you get off of Key Biscayne Bay into downtown Miami. Real nice marina, good depths, fuel, a lot of restaurants around there. There's about a three-story commercial retail outlet right around the marina. They have bands there on the weekends, so it's just a lot of fun. So if you want to do something like that, that's a good place to stop. Miami's expensive, I will tell you that. So if costs are a concern, you may or may not want to stop there. That's to each his own.
Okay. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and what's next after Miami?
Well, going up Miami, we've got Fort Lauderdale is up there. I like to stay at Dania Beach. That's just before Fort Lauderdale. Dania Beach is a canal just before you get to the Port Everglades Marine Terminal. Is a canal just to the left going north. That's going to take you down to Dania Beach. There's about four or five marinas down there. That the big Broward mega yacht factories down that canal. I like to stay at Harbortown down there. That's at mile marker 1068. Real nice facility. I've stayed there several times. Fuel, He's got a store there. Doesn't have a restaurant close by. You have to take a cab to a restaurant. But a real nice place. It's a good stop. I don't care to stay downtown Lauderdale. Of course, you can stay at the Hillmar down there. That's where all the mega yachts hang out at. Pricey, but, you know, to each his own.
Steve and I were actually in Fort Lauderdale maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and we stayed downtown, and were very intimidated by the mega yachts. We felt like we were a little rowboat compared to them.
I didn't hit anybody, so I was happy.
Well, that's good, because if you would have hit somebody there, it would have been very expensive.
The last time I stayed at Bahia Mar down there in Lauderdale, I was on a 48-footer, and I felt like we were a dean compared to everybody else.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Not much in the way of anchorages down there in either Lauderdale or Miami. I mean, it's a very metropolitan area. The ICW is quite narrow down there, so really not much in the way of anchorages, even off the ICW. Moving on forward from Lauderdale going north, let me back up and say something.
Sure.
Going through Fort Lauderdale is difficult if you have a boat, I'm going to say probably 15 foot and higher, because they have a lot of bridges in the Lauderdale area that are set on schedule. They won't open on demand, so it's going to take a long time. I took a 52-footer from West Palm Beach to Lauderdale some time ago, and it took us about 9 hours to go that distance from West Palm Beach to Fort Lauderdale. So it's just a slow process. I would suggest, if you're coming up the ICW from the Keys, consider going offshore at Miami and coming in at Lake Worth Inlet there at West Palm Beach. You'll save yourself a lot of time and aggravation with those bridges that are down there. So that's something that you got to watch the weather on and just do a little planning on that.
Again, that was our experience. We were supposed to go down to Miami, and we go like at 7 knots, and we finally gave up and just stayed at Fort Lauderdale. There were just so many bridges, and no matter how we tried to time it, we couldn't get from one to the other on the opening. So we spent half the time just sitting in front of a bridge waiting for an opening.
Yeah, they don't have them timed so you can catch one and catch the other. It's it's very difficult to make that trip without sitting there for, you know, you'll sit there for 30, 45 minutes to wait for a bridge to open, and then you go 5 more miles and do it again.
Right.
So that's pretty much what happens down there.
So you recommend going on the outside?
I do. I like to go on the outside from Lauderdale up to Palm Beach to avoid all those bridges. That's the best way to do it, if you can.
Again, you have to watch the weather very carefully then.
Got to watch that weather, exactly. Well, you get to Palm Beach.
Let's go a little further north.
Yeah, going a little further north, coming into Palm Beach there at Lake Worth Inlet. There's a marina just south of there that I stayed at called Loggerhead. It's at Lantana. Nice facility, good place, clean, nice place to stay. Not much in the way of facilities, restaurants, that sort of thing, but it's a good place to get in and out of on a pretty big boat. Going on up further to Palm Beach itself, several marinas up there. I like the Riviera Beach Marina. It's at mile marker 1018. In fact, they just completely rebuilt that marina recently. It's just brand new with nice floating docks in there. They've got fuel. They've got restaurants right there at the marina, so it's a pretty easy place to get in and out of. It's right on the ICW. Nice place there at Riviera Beach. And there are a couple other marinas in the area. There's a Sailfish Marina, which is just across the water. It's really more in tune with sport fishing boats, and you know it's not even listed in the Dozier's Waterway Guide, so they don't really cater to loopers and those kind of folks.
I found that a lot of the marinas that cater to the sports fishers are very noisy, with them leaving like at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then all their parties when they come back with their fish.
Yeah, that's true. There is a nice there's a nice anchorage. Just when you get to Riviera Beach there at Palm Beach, it's a big high-rise bridge coming over from the mainland to Singer Island, and just beyond the bridge is a nice anchorage there. So that's probably one of your first anchorages you're going to see going north from out of Miami.
Okay, so there are some alternatives once you get to the Palm Beach area.
Yeah, Palm Beach is a real nice anchorage just beyond the bridge there.
Okay. I know a lot of our listeners like to anchor out, and the fact that they probably can from Miami to Palm Beach is going to be not a problem, but something they're just going to have to plan for.
Yeah. It's just a real narrow channel down through there, and it's just really not many places to go.
Okay. And then when we leave Palm Beach, I'm trying to think on my map where we are.
Yep, leave Palm Beach, and the next stop up the way is going to be Jupiter. Jupiter is at mile marker 10:04, and we stayed at a marina there several times. It's called JIB Marina, is what it's called. Pretty nice place, clean restrooms, fuel. It's a pretty nice place right on the ICW, so you don't have to go far off of it. It's a little tight. I would not advise going in there if you're on a boat more than 44 feet long. The last trip I was in there was on a 44-footer, and we got her in there and turned around, but it was a little tricky. So that's just something to keep in mind. Nice place, but that's just one of the issues about that particular marina.
Uh-huh.
They don't have any restaurants close by. They've got a little general store there at the marina for beer and snacks and that kind of stuff. But,
right.
But there's no restaurants that are. When we were there, I think we got a taxi and found a restaurant, as I recall.
Uh-huh.
So that's just one of the things there. But I think that's probably the best stop there. And the reason all these marinas I'm talking about are on my list is because I've stayed at all these facilities, and I've been up down the waterway so many times. I pick and choose, so these are the ones that are easiest to get in and get out of, and most convenient, and that sort of thing. That's why they're on my list.
That's a great criteria. Thank you.
Okay, moving on north from Jupiter, our next stop is Fort Pierce. A real nice little town there at mile marker 966. Been there many, many times. I really like the city marina. It's a real nice facility to get in and out of. It's easy, good water depths. Got a restaurant right there on the premises. Just a nice place to stop if you want to stay. That marina is relatively new. Back in. We had all those hurricanes down here in, I think it was 2004, I believe it was, and that marina was wiped out.
Oh.
So they had to completely rebuild it. So it's relatively new, and I was down there not long ago, and it's nice. It's really nice.
Uh-huh.
Now, another good thing about Fort Pierce as well is this is where you're going to find probably your first boat works facility that's inexpensive to get the work done on your boat.
And that's important.
Yep. The name of the facility is called Cracker Boy Boat Works, and they're right there at Fort Pierce. I try to steer people away from getting work done on boats in Palm Beach, Lauderdale. They're mighty expensive down there, and the further you get north, the cheaper the costs get, obviously. So
uh-huh.
I'm just putting a plug in for the Cracker Boy folks. I've worked with them before, and they do good work at good prices.
Great.
Okay, there is a anchorage there in Fort Pierce, right there where the waterway crosses the inlet. There's a good passage there, good, plenty of water there for anchorage there, good depth. So, that's another good place to anchor up at. Okay, moving on further north there, our next stop is Vero Beach. Vero Beach is at mile marker 952. City Marina is the marina of choice there. It's a nice marina, big marina. This time of year, it's full of transients that have come down from up north. They'll be getting ready to turn around here in a few weeks, I would think, and go back.
Uh-huh.
It's got a restaurant within walking distance, not too far from the marina, but it's a 5-minute walk away from the marina to do a nice restaurant. They've also got a free shuttle there. And the free shuttle runs about every 30 minutes and takes whoever, anywhere you want to go in town. It goes on a route about an hour and it comes back. So if you want to go to the beach or go downtown, you can hop on that free shuttle and take off. And, you know, so that's for a looper who doesn't have a car. That'd be a good way to go provision.
Okay, if you don't mind, Mike, we're going to take a quick break commercial from our, I believe, Commander sponsor, Green Turtle Bay Resort.
All righty.
Green Turtle Bay Marina and Resort has consistently been voted a must-stop by loopers. It has earned the coveted five-anchor designation from Quimby's Cruising Guide. This full-service marina features over 450 slips. They are located at mile marker 31.5 on the scenic Cumberland River. Green Turtle Bay is a proud Commander sponsor of AGLCA, so join them and find your water way of life.
Thank you, Beth. Okay, Mike, let's pick up our route going north from Vero Beach.
Okay, we're at the Vero Beach. I didn't mention about Vero Beach. They've also got mooring balls there, so they've got a mooring feel. If you prefer to pick up a mooring ball, that's nice too.
Yeah, good to know. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on from Vero Beach, now we're going to move into a long stretch here. There's not a whole lot between Vero and Melbourne. We stayed at the Marina at Sebastian up there from the last trip. And I'm not even going to mention that marina because I didn't like it, and I won't go back there. So I'm going to leave that one alone. So the next step is Melbourne.
That's a good recommendation. You didn't like the place, so you're not going to mention it by name.
I'm not going to mention it by name because it was not a good experience, and I'm just not even going to say what it is. But it was in Sebastian. I'll tell you that. The next stop is up at Melbourne, and Melbourne is at mile marker 918, and the Melbourne Harbour Marina is a good place to stop there. I've stayed there many a time. They've got a restaurant right on site, good restaurant too, by the way. Good facility there, recommended, easy access right off the ICW, good water going in there, good place to stop. Now, in the Melbourne area, from Melbourne to Titusville, you got a long stretch of open water there going up to Indian River. And there's anchorages everywhere. I mean, the channel goes up through the waterway there, and really all you got to do is just get out of the channel and drop the hook. I mean, it's just that easy. Plenty of anchorages up there just everywhere. Moving on from Melbourne, the next stop we come to, stop of any significance will be Titusville.
Now that's where the Space Center is, isn't it?
That is correct. In fact, when you're coming up to Titusville, if you look over to your starboard side at about 45 degrees, you can see the big shuttle assembly building sticking up out there. You can still see it, and it's still there. And don't know what they're doing with it now, but you can see it.
It's quite a sight too.
Yep, quite a sight there, no doubt about it. I've seen several of those shuttles go up, and it's impressive. No kidding. But Titusville, the city marina is good. They've got a good anchorage there as well, right off of the marina itself. There's an anchorage there probably for a couple hundred boats if you want to put them all in there.
Oh my
so
goodness.
It's a good place to stop. Good holding there. No restaurants there at the Titusville City Marina, but we took a cab, less than a 10-minute cab ride. We got us to the store and back, so it's not far away.
Okay.
But it is a good marina. They do have fixed docks there. There aren't floating docks down there. You won't start getting floating docks until you get a little further north. In the Titusville area, you've only got about 2-foot tidal drop, so it's not a lot of tide down there.
Uh-huh.
Moving on further north, the next stop is New Smyrna Beach. New Smyrna Beach has got a city marina when you come into town under the high-rise bridge over to your port side. Nice marina, good facility there. They've got a restaurant right there on site. I enjoyed staying there. I would go back there again as well. Now, from New Smyrna, the next stop is Daytona, Daytona Beach. Now, keep in mind, in this stretch of the waterway, this is about a, they've got about a 7-mile stretch there that's a no-wait zone. So it's a little aggravating. If you don't, if you're not anticipating it, it's going to slow you down, and not much you can do about it. And I'm told they enforce it pretty significantly up there. Nobody's ever stopped me, but I have heard that.
Uh-huh.
But going on up to Daytona, Daytona Beach, where they have the Daytona 500 every year. I keep saying I'm going to take our boat down there and go see that race, but I've never done it. Maybe I will one day. Two marinas of significance in Daytona. One is the Halifax Marina. The Halifax Marina there is a city marina. Nice facility, good water depths, big facility. It's probably got 600 boats in that marina. Big facility.
Wow, huge.
They have a mobile pump out that runs around there. If you need a pump out, they'll fix you up. There's a West Marine on site, so if you need some boat parts, that's a good place to stop and get you some boat parts if you need be. There's another marina right beside it. It's called Aqua Marina. It's got a nice restaurant on site. Off the top of my head, I can't remember the name of it, but it's a upscale restaurant, seafood restaurant, that a lot of people stop there at that marina just because of the restaurant. Both of these facilities, both in Daytona, have fuel. So if you need to top off your tanks, obviously you can do that.
Uh-huh.
A couple of small bridges there in Daytona that we were on a 44-footer, the last one, and we had to have one of the bridges open up, as I recall. So you notice that since we left Palm Beach, I haven't mentioned many bridges because, you know, pretty much every bridge you're going to see going north from Palm Beach are going to be high-rise bridges that won't be a problem. But
okay.
there are a couple in Daytona that you might have to have open, just a couple. Moving on up further north, our next stop is going to be Palm Coast. That's at mile marker 803. Three marinas there in the Palm Coast area. There's a city marina. It's got fuel, nice marina to get in and out of. No restaurants on site, however. There's another one right across the ICW from the city marina called Hammock Bank. It's a privately owned marina with a condo complex. I've stayed there too. Nice facility, easy to get in and out of. No restaurants on site. Clean restrooms, however. But then just north of there is Marineland. Marineland folks have revamped that entire marina. And I've not stayed there. I've been down there by car with another looper to go down to help him do something for him. He came through here. But I've seen the marina. It's nice. They've got some nice floating docks there now. And I'm told they're very inexpensive. And I can't give you the price of it, but the looper that came through here, his boat was down there, and he needed me to go help him bring his car back up. He said they were very inexpensive. So that's something that people might consider using that facility.
Okay.
Now, going through the when you leave Palm Coast, going up towards St. Augustine, the waterway is going to narrow up. It's going to narrow up almost like it does in Lauderdale. So from there, it's not going to be much anchorage between here and St. Augustine, not much at all.
Uh-huh.
St. Augustine is going to be our next stop. Oldest city in the United States. They've got three marinas there. I prefer the city marina, which is right downtown. It's got fuel, it's got pump outs, it's got everything you'll need. The only thing I'll tell you about City Marina is that the current's going to be wicked down there. Okay, they can be killer, and you got to really be able to control your boat when you're going in there because the current's going to be hitting your beam part of the way.
Really?
But the City Marina is close to all the downtown restaurants, and everything's just right there in walking distance, so it's really a nice place to stay. There's another marina not too far away called The Conch House, it too has a restaurant on site. It's a little further away, not quite as convenient as the City Marina is. But yeah, I've been in there, and it's an okay marina, no doubt about it. Then we have another one a little further north called the Comanche Cove. It's probably the most protected marina, and that's where most of the larger boats in the St. Augustine home port out of. Good marina, no restaurants on site, so you're a little bit isolated when you get in there. But it's still, it's just a good marina. Leaving St. Augustine, well, let me back up. There's a mooring field there in St. Augustine as well. And just north of the Bridge of Lions there, that's what the City Marina is, just south of the Bridge of Lions, but just north of the bridge is an anchorage up there. So a lot of people use that anchorage there as well. Now, we have an inlet here, so if you wanted to run offshore, you can go out of the inlet right here. Good inlet. Just follow the marker. You'll be fine. Moving on north, our next stop is going to be Jacksonville Beach. Jacksonville Beach, there are two marinas there in Jacksonville Beach, and they're right across the waterway from each other. The one I prefer is Beach Marine. It's on your starboard side going north. Good marina, restaurants, fuel, you know, pump outs, the whole nine yards. Clean facility, floating docks. Now, cruisers need to recognize that when you get to about Daytona and start north, your tides are going to significantly change. Where Titusville has a tidal range of about 2 feet, where I'm sitting right now, I've got almost an 8-foot tidal range twice a day.
Wow.
Yes. So you have to be aware of that. People that haven't seen that before are sometimes looking like, what is going on here? You know, the water's, you know, I can see the land out here now.
Yeah, wow.
So we're aware of that when we're up here. When you get to Jacksonville, you have the same thing. So when you get, we all have floating docks, so it makes docking the boat much simpler, obviously, because you don't have to worry about adjusting lines for the boat moving up and down and that sort of thing. Jacksonville Beach is right there at the intersection where the St. John's River comes out. If you wanted to go explore the St. John's River, you'll turn, make a port turn right there just beyond Jacksonville Beach on the St. John's River going back to Jacksonville. Jacksonville is 18 miles inland from the ICW. So it's a good haul going back the other way, or going upstream, I should say.
Okay, Mike, I hate to have to stop you. We promised people we'd take them from Miami to Jacksonville, which Mike has done expertly. Usually we go on for a little while and see if anyone had any questions, but we have a problem today. The electric company is beating on my door wanting to take the electricity out, and I told them we'd be done by 10:30, Mike, so we need to finish up. Do you have any closing remarks you'd like to make about this trip?
Well, I am the harbor host here at Fernandina Beach, Florida. That was the next stop on my trip. I didn't get to it. But
right.
If any of the cruisers are passing through Fernandina Beach and need to run to the store or something like that, feel free to give me a call. I'll be more than happy to help you out.
Well, that is great. We've met Mike and his lovely lady, and they're wonderful people. So any of the loopers out there, take Mike up on his offer. And, Mike, thank you so much. You've been so informative. I really appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Steve, do you have any closing remarks?
Well, the only closing remark I have is that Fernandina is one of our favorite stops. So if you're going north or south, feel free.
Yeah, I'm sorry we couldn't cover it in too much detail. I've got around 30 seconds, but Fernandina has wonderful restaurants. It's fantastic. We love it. Until next week, everybody, this is AGLCA signing off. Safe cruising. Bye.
Bye-bye, y'all.
See ya. Bye-bye.